G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Marie Curie, a pioneer in radioactivity research, was the first woman to win the Nobel Prize in 1903. And what has changed in the world since then? Certainly a lot, but one thing has not changed. Girls and women are still in the minority in science, technology, engineer, and mathematics, STEM fields. According to 2019 data from UNESCO, the gap in higher education is evident. Only 30% of students in STEM careers and programs are women, and as of the date of publication, only 17 women have won the Nobel Prize in physics, chemistry, or medicine since Marie Curie, compared to 972 men who have won. Given the relevance of the theme, in 2015, UNESCO established February 11th as the International Day of Women and Girls in Science, an opportunity to promote full and equal access for women in this field. At the G20, the W20, the Women's Engagement Group of the G20 Social, has also been working on the agenda with a specific axis for the topic. In the Sherpa track, the Research and Innovation Working Group is coordinated by the Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation, which is for the first time in history has a woman as minister, electrical engineer Luciana Santos. In Brazil, one project that the ministry supports is Future Scientists, developed by the Center for Strategic Technologies in the Northeast, which promotes actions to combat the systemic barriers that hinder greater female participation in STEM fields. In 10 years, 70% of the program's members have passed the entrance exam. Of these, 80% chose courses in science and technology.
Nós estamos também com bolsas do CNPq de 100 milhões de reais para fomentar, principalmente nessas áreas da exata da ciência da computação.
She says, we're also providing CNPq scholarships of 100 million reais to promote fields such as exact science, computer science, and engineering, because they are still very male-dominated, and we can therefore guarantee the inclusion of women in these areas. These are actions that are planned. Marie Curie, if she were still alive and if we could speak for her, would certainly be proud of the initiative and committed to getting more girls to research, discover, and invent. And G20 Brazil is a partner on this path. After all, science is a feminine noun. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.